And now Springbok Radio invites you to lean back, put your feet up, and spend the next half hour with the Bowler, Briefcase, and Brolly Brigade. Once again, our story takes us to that hive of industry, the General Assistance Department in Whitehall, where we find Secretary Mildred Murfin in somewhat of a tizzy.
Blimey, Mr. Lamb. When I said you could have a nibble, I meant you could have a nibble. You've taken a dirty, great big bite.
Well, I'm sorry, Mildred. I just couldn't resist it.
I never knew you could get your mouth so wide open. You made Jaws look like a sardine.
I'm sorry, Mildred, but I'm so hungry. You see, I got up too late for breakfast this morning, so when I saw this delicious cake you'd brought, I couldn't resist it.
Well, you'll just have to. I made it for all of us.
No, please, just one more teeny bite?
No.
Oh. And if I promise only to bite with my top teeth?
Definitely not, Mr. Lamb. There'll be none left for Mr. Lennox Brown.
That won't worry me.
Now, that's not nice. He always shares things with you.
Oh, yes, yes. I remember the time he shared that box of chocolates with me.
That's right, Mr. Lamb.
Yes, he had the chocolates and I got the box. Come on, please, Mildred. Just one bite. Just one.
All right. No, hang on. I forgot about Sir Gregory's bit.
Miss Bentwater doesn't eat cake.
You know what I'm talking about, Mr. Lamb, and you can't have any more.
Oh, well, just a nibble, Mildred. Please say yes.
Not in front of a witness, Mildred.
You? Good morning, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Morning, number one.
Oh, I say cake. How very kind of you.
There's just enough for you and Sir Gregory, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Can I just have one of the cherries, Mildred?
You've had your share, Mr. Lamb. Now keep away.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, after all, just one cherry. Oh, come on, Mildred. Now! Oh, my head.
What a shame, Mr. Lamb, your poor head.
Yes, that was quite a knock, number two.
Don't move. I'll bring a nice hot cup of tea.
Oh, thank you, Mildred. Oh, and one for Mr. Lamb, too.
Well, that's what I... Oh, blimey, never mind.
Oh, my head.
Now, don't move. Don't move. Just stay on the floor until you feel better.
Yes.
Now, hang on. I'll just loosen your tie.
Thank you.
What's going on here? Reenactment of Nelson's death scene?
Who on earth are you? You can't just come waltzing in here and...
I'm Sir Hector Gunn, Sir Gregory's replacement while he's away.
Oh, then you can just come waltzing in here, yes. Now, there's been a little accident, Sir Hector. Lamb tripped and knocked his head against the floor.
Oh, any damage?
Well, there seems to be a lump above his ear, Sir Hector, but I'm not sure that isn't quite normal.
I meant the floor man. We could have him up for damaging government property.
It's all right, number one. I can stand. Oh, wait, I've got double vision.
You mean you can see two of me?
Yes, Sir Hector. Yes, Sir Hector.
Oh, good grief. I've heard that you two are a bunch of Charlies, but I didn't expect anything like this.
Perhaps I should have a spot of sick leave. Hmm?
Certainly. Take Sunday off. Switch off your motor, Lamb. Now, I've got a job for you. Simplest thing ever.
Simple? Oh, dear. Well, you see, we prefer to be given a job that requires the full extent of our brain power.
Sorry, we've already got somebody to empty the dustbins.
Hmm? Yeah, well, that's all. I beg your pardon. Oh, dear. Sit down, number two. Just sit down. Rest a while.
Thank you, number one. Thank you, number one.
It must be rather awkward having double vision, yeah?
Oh, it is, Sir Hector. Yes, it is, Sir Hector.
I think you should see a doctor.
Yes, so do I. So do I.
Look, seeing double is one thing, but do you have to talk double as well?
Well, I want to be sure I'm talking to the right you, Sir Hector. Oh, good. My vision's normal again.
Splendid. Now, this job I have for you. Part of the Bank of England's vaults are being rebuilt, so some of the gold reserves are being stored in the bank at Snedsfield.
Snedsfield? But why are they storing gold in such a small town, Sir Hector?
Well, it's a safety measure. However, underground vaults are being installed in the Snedfield Bank, which are supposed to be burglar-proof. And to test their vulnerability, two experts are going to attempt to tunnel into the vault on Sunday when it's quiet.
Yes, it's usually quiet on Sundays, yes.
That's because it's not as noisy as other days.
You two will wait inside the underground vaults, and should the experts succeed in breaking through and the police alerted, you will be there to explain the test to the police and to prevent the experts being arrested.
As you said, Sir Hector, quite a simple job, yes.
Yes. But I was told that you two could muck up anything, no matter how simple. By the way, there's a veteran car display at Snedfield next week, and as my wife is a veteran and car enthusiast, I'd like you to take her old car to Snedfield. Leave it with the display organizers, and she'll go there next week. Well, that's all.
Yes, of course, Sir Hector, and do give my very best regards to your old banker. I mean, Lady Gunn. Oh, I'd say, number two, that was rather good, eh? Your old banker, Lady Gunn.
pardon, number one?
Oh, dear, that knock was worse than I thought. It's affected your sense of humor as well.
It will take hours to reach Snedfield in this old car, number one.
Are you tired of driving?
No, I'm enjoying it. Oh, there's a fork ahead. Which road do I take?
What? But there's no fork. Number two, you must have your double vision come back again. Pull into the side of the road.
Huh? The left road or the right? I'll take the left. I see. The left road is actually a wall.
Do you realize this is Lady Gunn's car, number two? You've just broken a headlamp and dented the wing.
Oh. Well, when we get to Snedfield, we'll get it fixed. There's no need to worry, number one.
What? A car like this? It could cost you a month's salary.
Oh. Now there is a need to worry.
Well, you get the car to the garage when we arrive in Snedfield.
Yes.
I must get the bank keys from the manager for Sunday morning.
Right.
We'll have to be inside the vault in case those two experts succeed in getting through.
I'm fed up digging this tunnel, Lumber. We'll never get through to the underground vaults.
No. Oh. You silly old sausage. I've been installing underground bank vaults for 36 years. 36 sweat-soaked years. So I should know about tunnelling.
Well, I still say that we're tunnelling the wrong way. We've been at this for hours.
Now, listen here, Lo. I was the chief technician for the firm that installed these underground vaults, yeah. So I should know what direction the tunnel goes.
Did you say you were the chief technician, number...
Well, the assistant chief, then.
The assistant chief?
Well, the assistant's assistant, then.
The assistant's assistant?
Oh, all right, so I made the tea. But listen, I've got plans for the tunnel. I've got them here. Look, you see? Yeah. Look, the vaults are 64 degrees west-southwest,
yes.
So the tunnel must be 76 degrees south-southeast, converging 77 degrees due south-southwest.
And what does all that mean?
It means you're right. We're tunneling the wrong way. Mm. Look, there's the ready-made tunnel leading to the vaults on the right.
Yes, you see, I told you were wrong.
Oh, shut up and crawl down the tunnel. But come on, hurry. The torch battery's running down.
Well, there won't be much light in there, then, will
there? Don't worry about that, Lord. Just get down on your hands and knees and start crawling. Oh, I'll be close behind you.
All right, Humbert. Can you see anything?
Yes. You'd better crawl behind me.
What are you on about now?
Oh, don't worry, love. We've made it. Look, there's the door leading to the vaults.
But it's locked, Humbert.
Well, of course it's locked. It's got a combination, like a safe. Look, I made a note of it when they installed it. Here they are. One turn to the left.
One turn to the left.
Two turns to the right.
Two turns to the right.
One turn to the left.
One turn to the left.
One to the right.
and one to the... Are you sure this is right, Hum? But it sounds suspiciously to me like a foxtrot.
Belt up, Lou. Look, it should be open now.
We're in.
Oh, welcome.
Then I say, please come back. We've been waiting to assist you.
Assist us?
Oh, yes. Well, the test certainly proved that the new vaults aren't burglar-proof.
Two geezers,
Amber. We're two geezers from... I mean, we're from the General Assistance Department in Whitehall. I am Roland Lennox Brown, and this is my number two, Richard Lamb.
How do you do? We're here to protect you from the police, should they arrive while you attempt to open the vault, you see.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you. We didn't expect this, did we?
Good. Very good, yes. And the less people know about this, the better. Now then, how can we assist you?
Well, I've got the vault combinations, so when they're open, perhaps you'll be kind enough to help us carry the gold outside to our lorry.
Oh, only with pleasure.
But number one, why must the gold be taken out?
It's obviously part of the test to prove the vulnerability of the vaults, number two. Oh. Now get on with it and stop asking silly questions.
Helping us load the gold onto the lorry, gents.
Now that's our pleasure, sir.
I know. Well, goodbye, then.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Jolly nice to meet you. Goodbye. Well, there we are, number two. Another job successfully completed.
Yes. Should they be driving off with the gold, number one? Yeah, I mean, the test is over. They've proved the vaults are no good, so shouldn't they have put the gold back in them?
Oh, really, number two, sometimes you're so stupid. Look, isn't it obvious that they're taking the gold to Westminster to prove to the government that the vaults are inadequate?
Yes, of course. Why didn't I think of that, number one?
I'll leave that unanswered. Now, I wonder what the Sunday train service back to London is like.
Well, I hope that garage repairs Lady Gunn's car in time for the display.
Well, he promised. Oh, hang on while I lock the bank doors.
Oh, don't lock us in.
Yeah, hang on, Nick.
What are you two doing in the bank?
Burglars.
Burglars? We've been sent by the government to test the underground vault.
You have been...
Do you think that there could have been a slight mistake here, number two?
And here is the news read by Arthur Bollett. Part of Britain's gold reserve was stolen from a bank in Snedsfield today. The bank manager is under sedation. The mayor is under suspicion. The daring robbers were a man and woman last seen driving a gold-laden lorry towards London, watched by two civil servants whose comments were, "It's your fault, number two," and but, number one. This is presumed to be a civil service code. And now the weather report. It will be dry if it doesn't rain. And in other parts of the country, it will be wet if it does rain.
So I phoned Sir Hector and he told me that our department is being ridiculed because the robbers got the gold.
I suppose he's rather angry.
No, actually, he was very sporting about it. He gave us a choice if the gold isn't returned. A firing squad or deportation.
What?
Anyway, he agrees with me that it was very silly of you to allow those two to drive off with the gold.
Me? I? Me?
Oh, you're going to deny it now, I suppose, are you? Are you also going to deny it was you who damaged Lady Gunn's car?
Oh, dear. With all this trouble, I forgot to ask the garage if it's ready.
All right, we'll do it later. Sir Hector wants us to visit the fortune teller the mayor's called in to solve the case. We have to talk him out of interfering. The police say it will hamper them.
How ridiculous to call in a fortune teller.
Oh, well, there's not much else we can do. Ah, hang on, here's the office.
Pleased to be coming in.
Oh, yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And terribly a good afternoon to yourself, too. You are now being, at this moment time, face to face with the famous fortune-telling and clairvoyanting wala Rampasad Hare by Sunilal V. Mukherjee.
Oh. Yes, well, how do you do? We are...
No, please, do not be telling me your name is.
because I am being a clairvoyant. I will be guessing your name.
What? Can you really guess his name?
I will be giving you this gentleman's initials. Oh, let me be concentrating. Oh, your first name is beginning with the letter A.
Wrong.
B?
Mm-mm, wrong.
C?
No.
D?
No.
E?
Wrong again.
F?
No.
E?
No.
A?
Wrong.
I?
No.
J?
Wrong again.
K?
No.
L?
Wrong.
M?
No.
N?
No.
O?
Wrong again.
P?
No.
Q?
No.
R?
Ah, yes! Ah, yes! Ah, yes! R for Roland, yes, that's my first name. Really, your mystic powers are quite amazing.
I don't know. Could have been a lucky guess. I want to see him get your next initial.
Next initialing. Let me be concentrating. Your number two name is beginning with the letter A.
No.
B?
Wrong.
C?
No, no.
B?
No.
E?
No, wrong again.
F?
No.
G?
No.
H?
No.
I?
No.
J?
No.
K?
No.
L?
L, yes, that's it, L. He's very good, yes, L for Lennox, yes.
Well, could be just another lucky guess.
Ooh, you're such a cynic, number two.
Well, he still has to guess your third name.
Oh, there is being one more. Oh. Oh, let me be concentrating. Oh. A?
No.
B?
Yes, that's it. Yes, B. B for Brown. He got it in two. Yes. Roland Lennox Brown, yes.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, that is the name I'm seeing in my mind. Roland Lennox Brown.
Oh, no, really. With your mystic powers, I'm sure you'll find the gold.
Yes, I must be looking by my crystal ball.
Telling fortunes with a crystal ball. What rubbish.
With you, kind sir, I will be reading the lump on your head.
What? I haven't got lumps on my head.
You soon will be having. Now. quietly, please, too quietly. I'll be trying to find the gold by reading the leafies in my teacup. I am seeing a man and a woman in the tea leafies.
Oh, and what do they look? What do they look like?
I cannot be telling. They are being covered in tea leafies. Wait. I am seeing a lorry truck. I am seeing a policeman driving up in a lorry truck. I am seeing a policeman getting out of the lorry truck.
You can see all that in the tea leaves?
No, through the window. The lorry is just arriving.
What a saucy little minx you are, Miss Bentwater. Yes, I'm glad Sir Gregory left his bits and pieces behind when he went away. Yes, especially this piece. Yes, I don't think I've ever come across anyone who can take things down so quickly. Yes, Miss Bentwater, your dictation is a credit to the civil service.
Ah, gone, there you are.
Oh, Minister, gone. Get off my lap, Miss Bentwater, quickly.
Well. I'm sure Sir Gregory would be rather upset if he knew that you were gunning for Miss Bentwater. I say, that was rather good. Did you get it, gun? You were gunning for Miss Bentwater.
Oh, very funny, Minister, yes.
Why aren't you laughing, then? All right. Enough frivolity. Why did you come to see me here in my office?
Eh? You've come to my office, Minister.
Nonsense. Don't try to confuse me. This is my office. Look on the desk there. My wife's photograph.
That's a photograph of my wife, Minister.
Is it? Oh, thank goodness for that. Ugly old bag, isn't she?
I'm afraid so, Minister.
Yes, but why is your wife's photograph on my desk?
It's my desk, Minister.
Your desk?
Yeah.
What's your desk doing in my office?
It's my office, Minister. My desk, my photograph of my wife.
All right. This is, Is that why you called me here, to show me your possessions?
No, Minister, you came to see me.
Did I? I must be out of my mind.
True. True, very true.
By the way, I've got something I want you to do.
Ah, now we're getting somewhere.
What are you doing this weekend?
Well, I was hoping to go to a housewarming party at Miss Bentwater's new flat. Just a small gathering, you know, just two.
Yeah. An intimate affair, eh?
Exactly, Minister, exactly. However, my wife's going to Snedsfield for the veteran car display. I insist I accompany her, so that cancels out Miss Bentwater.
Oh, you're going to Snedfield? Mm. Look, as you know, the lorry load of gold was returned, but some gold was missing. I want you to see what's been done about tracing it.
No, very well, Minister.
Good. Well, that's settled. Now then, what did you want to see me for?
Excuse me.
Yes, what is it?
Well, you just driven up in the lorry that was used by the gold robbers. Who exactly are you?
I'm Police Constable Errol Endling.
Oh. Pleased to meet you, Constable.
There's no need to be so formal. You can call me Errol.
Errol. Thank you, Beryl.
Errol.
Errol, I'm sorry. Now then, tell us, Cheryl.
Errol,
I'm sorry.
Don't be so cheeky. Weren't you the two who let the lorry load of gold be driven up?
Well, my number two might have had something to do with it.
Well, then watch it. I could put you in a funny position.
Over my dead body.
I was about to ask you about the lorry. We saw you drive it up here. Now, where was it found?
Oh, it was abandoned by a garage. Apparently, the robbers left a note saying they're sorry, and they only stole the gold to prove it could be done.
Incredible. So you've got all the gold back, have you?
Well, not quite. There's still some missing.
Oh, dear. So the case is still not solved or over?
Oh, indeed not. Everyone is under suspicion or being questioned, you see. So, tell me, what were you doing today?
Nothing. Nothing at all. I swear it. Nothing.
All right, then. Well, what are you doing tonight?
Definitely nothing. Number one, help.
It's quite all right. I only thought I might be able to sell you a ticket for the policeman's ball.
Right, number two, let's list our petty cash expenses for the stay in Snedsfield, shall we?
Right, you are, number one. Now, let's see. Item number one. To banquet for police chief, £108 plus 50 pence tip.
But number two, we didn't even meet the police chief.
Well, a small exaggerated item isn't serious.
But it looks suspicious.
I see. Then leave out the 50 pence tip.
Oh. You're getting very subtle, number two.
Ah, there you are.
Hello, Sir Hector. We are preparing our expenses for Snedsfield.
Ah, splendid. And add £20 each as a bonus. You did a splendid job.
But we did. But Sir Hector, when we left Snedsfield, some of the gold was still missing, and you gave us a blast for being incompetent.
Did I? Oh, well, I take back my words. Things have changed. Apparently, the Snedsfield garage owner took some of the gold when the lorry broke down at his garage, hid the gold in a car, attempted to take it abroad, then was stopped by the customs, who found the gold in the car and arrested the owner.
The owner being the garage chap?
No. The garage chap hid the gold in a car left at his garage for repair.
But it's... Oh, dear.
But the customs man never saw the garage chappy because he lost his nerve and left the car at the docks and disappeared. So the police logically assumed that the gold was hidden in the car by the owner of that car. And that's how my wife came to be arrested.
Lady Gunn arrested?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Sir Hector. But surely you can get her released.
I probably can, yes. But only after Miss Bentwater's housewarming party. Jolly well done, fellow.
Well, thank you very much. Can we come to the party, please?
Well, thank you.
The banking on it as the men from the ministry tonight were John Simpson and Roger Service. Being as good as gold were Maureen Adair, Tommy Reed, and Reg Richards.
Script by Maurice Rogers and production by Brian Squires. Join the whole mad bunch at the same time next week for another romp down the corridors of power with the men from the ministry.